which event?
Retiring.
Oh.
Really retiring.
The answer is, it's under review.
Do you have to get your wife's, is your wife reviewing it for you?
Well, actually, there's some things that have to take place first.
Excuse me.
And they're... they're not currently in the cards. That's the difficulty. But they could be eventually in a short period of time is denoted only by...
Does it involve a tropical island somewhere?
Oh, you know what? I talked to my son. I said, what do you have planned for Christmas? And he says, well, I'm coming to your house for 2 days. I said, are you going to spend Christmas there? Nope. Where are you going to go for Christmas? Honduras.
Why?
I said, do you realize we're in a pandemic now and they're not a country that cares a lot about personal hygiene? He said, you know, my flight to your house cost more than my trip to Honduras.
What's he going to do there?
I didn't ask all of the particulars because sometimes I don't want to know.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes, we're recording.
5 o'clock, so you don't anticipate anybody?
Let me double check. I heard of yours.
Okay, let's go ahead and do it then. Okay, I'll call the matter. It's case number N20-02652. And there are several sub-matters. /33/34/35/36/97, which I understand correspond to the property parcel numbers.
That's correct.
I've read everything. In light of their failure to appear, we'll just enter an order by default. And I'll approve virtually everything in the draft enforcement order that that you provided. I do have a couple of questions, though.
Okay.
On the notice of violation of corrective action for 3-3.
Yes.
I only see two violations, 4-2-1 and 4-2-2. But in the corresponding administrative citation and notice of hearing, I see 4-2-1, 4-2-2, and 4-2-3. So I think your notice of code violation didn't include one of the violations that was actually included in your administrative citation.
So is that, I think.
Which property is that?
So that's the first property, 33.
Right.
So that's where Chile Amor is. Is that because there isn't a building on that one?
That is, if that is the cleaning only, that is Chile Amor, yes.
So for the details of the violation on the notice of hearing, we shouldn't have included 4-2-3, which is the dangerous buildings, because there isn't a dangerous building on that one, right?
That building is currently occupied and operable and has a business license.
Okay. So
okay. So your administrative citation for 33 included a citation for a dangerous building under 4-2-3, but you're withdrawing that violation?
There's a separation on these buildings. Chilean Moor is on the south side of that, and there is a garage area that is not occupied on the other portion of it. So I'm not sure how that's going to play.
Well, just for my purposes, I just want
to
make sure we have notice correct. So first of all, the notice of code violation is different than the administrative citation. So I don't think you can issue a citation if you haven't given notice of the violation.
Yeah, I don't think that there's a dangerous building on that first parcel. So that should be taken off of the first, off of 33. 4-2-3 should not be included as the violation on 33. Yes.
Is that correct then?
Cleaning only on that one, sir.
Okay, so no building. All right, the same comment with regard to...
3-4?
Yes, 3-4. The notice of violation, code violation, has nuisance and weeds, two sections, but the administrative citation has three sections in violation. So you're going to, again, so you're striking the building issue.
Yes, sir.
And just have the nuisance and the weed cleaning. Okay, and I think the others were consistent. Okay, with those two corrections, I have one other question. That's with regard to the fines. You asked for $1,000 for each property. And I have it that the compliance period ran December 13th. This is the 16th. So we have 3 days of violations, is that right?
Yes, at this point.
So 3 days of violations at $100 a day for each violation. So for 3-3 and 3-4, we only have two violations. I think that would be $600.
Can I ask, is it possible to have the civil penalty assessed if they do not complete it by the full 10 days, if they do not complete it by January 4th, which would be more than 10 days past today's date?
Yes. Yeah, they're still in violation. I found them in violation.
Right. So I'm just wondering if we can write it that way to say it's $100 per day starting the 13th or the 14th until it reaches the maximum of
$1,000. To be capped at $1,000 per property. That's fine. You can write it that way.
Okay.
Those were my only comments. I assume, actually I'll just ask you to testify. I assume that your signature on the administrative citation and notice of hearing where you have signature and the box that was mailed on 12/3/2020, that mailing included the citation and the notice of violation. Is that correct?
One was mailed in a separate envelope. Each property.
I understand. But the documents that for one property, just for say 033, what was mailed was the administrative citation and notice of hearing?
Yes.
And also the notice of code violation and corrective action is
yes.
Required? Okay. Was there anything else mailed to them? Because I see there's comments that mailing and by email.
And I sent an email of all of those violations collectively in the email to them.
Did you also send them a copy of your memo?
My memo. Yes, I sent them my memo.
Okay. I reiterate it's important that anything that I get, the other side has to have, or the cited party has to have a copy of.
Yes, and I spoke to Mr. Hartel earlier this morning, and he indicated that he would not likely be here, but he understood that a fine was going to be assessed. But he is working with the purchaser of the property, and hopefully they'll have it brought into compliance soon. But I don't know if that will happen or not.
All right. I'll issue an order consistent with that. We can go off the record.